television advertising. I dare say you're going to make quite a splash in the art world, sweetheart. Her lips rounded to an O, and her eyes widened as she stared back at Wade. Then her nose wrinkled, her expression becoming one of doubt and dismay.
That sounds awfully expensive, Wade. I could never afford anything like that.
He shook his head and sighed. It's called an investment, Gracie, what I think will net me rather large returns considering I'll demand exclusivity on your work and will receive commission on every painting sold. See, if I were doing this out of friendship or charity, then I wouldn't be such a bastard by demanding exclusivity and commission. The way I see it, you're going to make us both a lot of money. She laughed, some of the tension easing from her rigid stance.
Maybe you should be my manager as well. Lord knows I don't know a thing about arranging, well, anything. If I am even moderately successful, I won't have the first clue how to handle my own affairs.
Which is why you have me, he said. You paint, I do everything else. I think we will have a mutually beneficial arrangement. Now, all I need from you is your guest list, and you're done. I'll expect you to go home and practice that gorgeous smile. You're going to be an absolute hit, and I'll get credit for having discovered the next big thing in modern art.
She donned a pensive look. I don't have many. Everyone at DSS. Oh, and especially Eliza.
Wade stiffened at both the mention of Eliza's name and the instant anxiety that was reflected in Gracie's features.
Do you think she'll come, Wade? Everyone is so concerned about her. She needs to get out more.
What's wrong with Eliza? Wade demanded, though he disagreed that she needed to get out more. If anything, the fool woman needed to stay in for once, rest, recover, process the horrifying ordeal she'd experienced. None of which she'd done, hadn't had time to do because she was too busy saving the rest of the world. Everyone but her own pretty ass. Gracie looked even unhappier.
No one knows, but they're all worried. She isn't herself, hasn't been for some time, but especially over the past several days. Everyone has been on tiptoe around her, but you know Eliza. She's very private and extremely tight-lipped.
What the hell do they expect? Wade snapped in a louder voice than he'd intended.
Damn it, she didn't even have to be anywhere in the vicinity, and she still managed to rattle his iron composure.
He needed to get laid, work her out of his system, and damn sure out of his every waking thought. The problem was, when he looked at other women with sex on his mind, all he saw was her, and that pissed him off. Gracie recoiled at the fury in his voice, her eyes widening in surprise at his vehemence. Wade's jaw ticked with irritation, and he held up his hand, ticking off points one by one on his fingers. Let's see. She gets kidnapped, tortured, and fucking waterboarded. She came this close to dying, he snapped, pausing to lift his hand and hold his thumb and first finger an inch apart before resuming once more. And she doesn't even take a goddamn day off to rest and recover before she's back on the job, and we go after the fuckers that hurt her, you and Airy. She damn near gets killed again, but I took the bullet meant for her. If I hadn't been there, she'd be in the ground right now. Does she take any downtime then? Fuck no. She's back at work like nothing ever happened, and now suddenly everyone is worried about her? He shook his head, his anger simmering like a cauldron. Is she sleeping at all? He demanded. Gracie blinked.
I don't know, Wade. How would I?
You can read her damn mind, can't you? Gracie flushed, and Wade immediately felt guilty.
I'm sorry, Gracie, Wade said in a low voice. That was uncalled for and a shitty thing to say. Damn it, that woman infuriates me. I could read her mind if I ever saw her, Gracie said quietly. I think.
What?
Wade said sharply. I think she's avoiding me for that very reason, she said with a frown. It's like if I run into her or I go to the office to see Zach and she's there, she immediately finds a reason to disappear. What else am I supposed to think?
Wade swore viciously under his breath. Oh yeah, the little hellcat likely did have something, a lot, to hide. Like the fact that she was probably running on empty and barely existing on fumes. He wanted to track her down and beat some sense into her, and he would if it weren't likely she'd kick his ass, or at the very least rearrange his nuts for him. And, well, he was finished with a little vixen. She was trouble with a capital T. If it were all the same, Wade was done with her and DSS and anything to do with them or their missions. He had enough on his plate without...